Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Old School with DP and J. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back to Old School, 93.7 The Ticket. I want to thank you guys for your patience in getting through on the phone lines. The blame thing. Stop. Just stop. Let's go to the phone lines. Bring in Big Slim. Big Slim, what's happening?
What's going on, gentlemen? How are we doing today?
We're good. What's on your mind?
Good. So 2 weeks ago, I was watching you on the live stream, and I mentioned about the whole Florida-Nebraska coaching swap. And I seen you side-eye somebody out of the studio. But now that one half of that has been officially fired, what are your thoughts about maybe reaching out as an offensive coordinator to Dan Mullen, who has developed and coached Alex Smith and Tim Tebow and Dak Prescott and even Kyle Trask? I'm a Florida fan. I bleed orange and blue.
Okay.
I'm from there.
Okay.
So I got to watch a lot of it. Okay. And I'm a Husker fan by proxy of living here. I'm a sports junkie. I'll follow anybody.
Okay.
He's got a championship caliber coach who is pretty good with quarterbacks and an offensive coordinator, and he is now sitting there with no job, and we got a job opening.
He first of all, Dan Mullen is not without a job. Dan Mullen is not without a job.
His job is to collect the check. That's what he's doing. He's going to the mailbox.
No, Dan
on Monday from
Dan,
here on out for no, the next but, couple of years.
No, but I mean Dan Mullen as a coach has a job. The moment Dan even before Dan was separated from the University of Florida, Dan had job offers.
Oh, I'm sure.
When people bring up Dan Mullen for this, I would have to ask the question. Why would Dan Mullen come here and work for Scott Frost and be an offensive coordinator here? Jay Foreman, give me one logical reason why he would.
Oh, well, I mean, there's reasons to. One, just say Adrian's coming back or just the chance to keep coaching. He's going to get his money. So he could come here and coach for the minimal, and Florida's still paying him the difference. So that's a big reason, too. One, if you want to get out there and then you want to add some stuff to your resume as far as a coordinator, of course, if you don't have any other head coaching offers. I'm sure he does. Even though it didn't work out, everybody knows Florida, no offense, is a different animal to coach at. They are definitely quick on the trigger. It is definitely a sewage type of atmosphere in the athletic department, even though they are very successful athletic department in some sports. Football, I think, ever since Urban left, has been downhill, and there's people making decisions that shouldn't be making decisions there.
Okay.
And it just keeps manifest. It's not to the level of Texas, but it's there.
So
it's a hard place to coach.
So would Nebraska fall in any of those categories?
Of where Dan Mullen would coach?
Or the reasons why Florida has
I don't know about that. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm worried about, answering the question with Dan Mullen. Any coaches that love the coach are going to coach. I mean, he's got his – he made a lot of money at Mississippi State. I don't know what his buyout is or whatever. I'm sure it's pretty good. And if he wanted to coach, and this is the only opportunity, he could probably come here and coach and develop quarterbacks. He's a great offensive mind. Like, the coaches or the players that he's coached and gotten better instantly is – goes without saying. So
is he going to be his system here?
They run this. I mean, it's all type of the same if he came, I'm sure. I don't know. I mean, those are – I mean, you're asking me questions. I have no idea. I mean, I don't – I think it all looks the same and – or whatever. But, I mean, I'm sure – look, they got plenty – I know – I'm assuming that they got a list of people that have reached out to them or they're reaching out to, and they're going to make the decision that best fits their – idea or whatever it's called, moving forward. If Dan Mullen or any coach is there, then, you know, it's just got to be, look, when you start hiring an offensive coordinator, it's got to be, it's a relationship now. I mean, you just don't go pick somebody out of a hat and say, come here and do this.
So his best friend is still the head coach at the University of Utah, where Dan has already been. I would say if he was going to be a coordinator somewhere, that might not be a bad place to land because he knows what he's getting.
Yeah, I mean, he has an option to sit back and chill for a year, too. I know he's done some TV. I mean, his wife's a
TV host.
Yeah, he's a weird, quirky dude. He's, you know, they got a house down there in Reynolds Plantation in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So him, you know, just up and moving and taking the first opportunity that comes at, you know, across his desk isn't that. I mean, he's probably still reeling and trying to figure out why it didn't work out in Florida.
Yeah.
Why, you know, things went from the beginning of the season when I think when they were 4-0.
5-1.
Or 5-1, and then now they're, you know, losing. Mm-hmm. And then to having to fire a lifelong friend, that the offensive line coach that coached with him for 20 years, and Todd Grantham, who I know personally, mm-hmm. that's coached with him at different stops for 10, that came with him in Florida, that was – a well-thought-of, well-respected, highly-paid defensive coordinator on a national level to Florida that he had to, you know, was, I'm assuming, forced to fire him, just to fire those two guys 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, heck, if you're going to make me fire these two dudes 2 weeks ago and then fire me out of that, we could have just kept it all real and kept it together, you know, for 2 weeks. So he's probably working through that. So, look, for Nebraska people, I'm sure, look, there's plenty of people out there. They just got to find the right fit that's going to be able to come in and, you know, add to the system, put their system, whatever they're going to do, and do that. That's not in my wheelhouse, nor do I even care, because, you know, I'm not a coach, and that's what, they get paid to make those decisions or develop those type of relationships. But I don't think Nebraska has to go, like, shaking the trees to find some coaches to come to coach, offensive coordinator, running back, quarterback, and offensive line.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to have to search long and hard. I'm just not sure that's the dude. Let's go to line three. Let's bring in Dave. Dave, what's happening?
Hey, DP. Hey, Jay. You know, I don't care who you have on your team or how your team. You know, if you can't win games on the road, you know, over all these past years, you're not going to win a lot of things. You're not going to make a bowl. You're not going to get into the postseason. You know, Major League Baseball at home, if you win 60 games and then you split it on the road, you're going to be in the playoffs. Same thing with the NBA. You can win, you know, 30 at home and split on the road, you're going to be in the playoffs, you know. But I've said it many times, the same thing that's going on in Nebraska right now is the same things that are going on at Washington, Florida State. You know, now you can have Florida, Tennessee, USC, all those teams that were good in the 90s are all having problems. So, you know, there's got to be one collective thing that maybe all the ADs can get together or...
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And just figure out what they need to do, because there's 10 teams that are in the same boat as Nebraska, and they've been that way for a long time. But thanks for squeezing my call in, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Dave. Thanks for your patience. Okay. Let me get into this a little bit, this whole Dan Mullen thing. So when I was in Utah, Urban Meyer was hired. He was brought in. Ron McBride, one of the coaching legend. And the nemesis of Lavelle, the great Lavelle Edwards, who was the head coach at BYU. The Regents got together and decided they need to search and change the program around. They didn't want to do what they were doing, the old-fashioned downhill, hard-headed football. They didn't want to do that. So they needed a new guy. And a big part of that of their process was the staff that this coach would bring in. And the coach had to know what his staff was going to be at the point of hire. They went through their process, went through several different boxes to check. Amongst them, Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer with Kyle Whittingham on one side as a coordinator, Dan Mullen as a quarterback's coach, Kehlani Satake, who is now at BYU. So they were pretty good. Bronco Minow. They had some dudes. I was introduced to the process more deeply than the proposed by young woman by the name of Megan West. Megan West was a Fox sports reporter there in Salt Lake City. And Megan and I met. She became my fill-in co-host. So whenever the legend Ron Boone was on the road with the Utah Jazz, Megan West would come in studio with me over the course of a year and 3 months or so. Megan West is now Megan Mullen. And in that time, you find out a lot about folks. One, Dan Mullen will have job opportunities. Two, I would love for Dan Mullen to come to Nebraska. Three, I don't think Dan Mullen is coming to Nebraska. There. I said it.
Yeah, I mean, every time a coach gets fired, you know, his name is in the coaching pool.
Yep.
So it's only natural for people to ask.
Yeah, I don't want them to bang their head against the wall. Like, it's going to drive Nebraska fans crazy.
Well, they got nothing else to do, so just let them think. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it, man. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with it. You always wonder who it's going to be until it happens. It's just like when the, you know, coaches are – you know, you got coaching search. You know, you hear about every single coach. I mean, heck, before either Grandpa Mike got hired or even with Scott, you know, like Jim Tressel was seen at Hy-Vee and all this other stuff. And mm-hmm. It was a done deal with Jim Tressel. And who doubt he was even in Lincoln, you know, or whatever. So you just never know. And so it's just one of those things. You just got to let the process, you know, the people that are making those decisions, whoever they are, however many or however many small, let them make the decision, and then you just go from there. It's not that big a deal.
I'll ask, but
at the end of the day, whoever they hire, their job is to coach and to win, and there is no more excuses for them.
Yeah, it's just funny. People, there's 100 names up in the air for 100 different things. I'm like, okay, calm down, let it fall. Texter asked the question. He said, of these jobs, it mentioned several jobs, but I want to change the question. It mentions LSU, USC, Florida. How would you rank those jobs? So if you're Jay Foreman, how do you rank LSU, USC, Florida?
Where would I go?
How do you rank the program? Like, if you're a star head coach, right?
I would probably say USC, just off the top of my head, USC, LSU, then Florida.
And some of it has to do with the athletic department.
Athletic department, where I could have instant success in my style of play. I think, okay, let's just elephant in the room. If I'm Urban Meyer, right?
Mm-hmm.
I go to USC, I know I can just obliterate the Pac-12 instantly. Obliterate it. He can recruit. USC has the best, most cachet, support financially and with fan wise, and you're kind of off. You're not in the Big Ten where you know it could take. Obviously, as we've seen, it could take some time in the SEC, and you got two of those schools. There's so much competition down there. You could have a great team and still lose three games in your, you know, in your, you know, conference play. And I'm talking about LSU and Florida. Then when you think about LSU's athletic department, which is obviously probably more secure in my opinion than Florida.
Okay.
And then you have Florida, whereas, you know, whether it was a Sharkanando dude, whoever else, Urban Meyer and all them, even when they Steve Spurrier split, it just has not been the same. And so when you're thinking, and USC has some issues, but I think USC is just needs that guy. Now, you have to have a personality and a sellable product as a head coach. But I think as far as, you know, coaching and everything that goes into it, I think I would, you know, USC would be number one for me.
Yeah, it seems, and somebody asked me this weekend, now that I think about it, because they were trying to rank the top five programs.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that they didn't think that Alabama was the top as a coach. Like, that's what Saban's done with it, not everybody could do with at Alabama.
No. No, because they're not Nick Saban.
Right. So remove Saban and Dabo from those discussions and talk about, if you're a head coach, where are the five places you want to coach? And
me?
And that USC and Notre Dame were pretty high, 1 through 5.
And so I have to pick USC and Notre
No,
Dame?
You don't. You can pick the five, but like, just
where I would want to coach?
Yeah.
Jay Foreman, if I was a coach?
Yeah.
Well, number one would be Nebraska.
Because you can recruit to him. Well, can you recruit to him?
What's I could
the
do
money
everything
like?
You need to do. And,
okay.
And I just Nebraska's number one.
Okay. Is Oklahoma in that?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm already at Nebraska.
Texas.
I already kind of got that.
Texas.
Then my next would probably be Miami.
Okay.
Just because I think of recruiting, and I think you could, you know, I just think you could turn that thing around. And then, I don't know, maybe like Ohio State.
Okay.
Texas would be, I don't know, Texas just, it'd be, everything is great except for the job. I mean, the first time Billy Bob Jones comes in there with like a 20-gallon hat and starts calling me boy,
yeah.
I'm looking at, is that... If I knock this dude out, is that for cause, or is that, you know, what do I mean, calling my agent, like, okay, well, what's the buyout here?
Yeah.
You know, so Texas would work, you know. I mean, somewhere like Alabama or Georgia or something like that would be, you know, up there, USC.
You don't think they're none of those dudes in Alabama now?
Oh no, they there. But yeah. If you win, you cool. But yeah. I think Texas just like, hey. I mean, what was the dude that what was his name? Red McCombs, when they hired Charlie Strong, they was like, yeah, he could be a D coordinator. Mate, don't you know you're paying this man the head coach?
Just they really didn't like Charlie Strong, man. They really didn't like him.
Hey, he the last one that got to.
They didn't like him in either place. Like, they didn't like him in Florida or Texas. I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, we'll continue that. I still want to get the rest of your list. We'll throw the break. Final segment before we get ready. Oh, man, that's pretty good. We'll throw the break. More Old School when we come back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.